Welcome to the podcast station Days with Knights. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe might seem like a simple story on the surface, but digging deeper, the themes can easily be connected to real-life themes and even to religion. Another thing we will be focusing on today is how Edmund betrayed his siblings to the White Witch and got tricked.
This fictional book is by C.S. Lewis and is about siblings who enter a wardrobe into Narnia, a place where the White Witch holds power. She makes it always winter and never Christmas.
However, Aslan, a lion, is on the move and appears to be a symbol of Jesus, or for people who do not believe in that, a symbol of peace and goodwill. However, C.S. Lewis was Christian and his book represents Christian and Catholic values.
There are moral allegories in this novel too. For example, Peter can represent St. Peter because they even have the same name.
The characters also relate to animals. In the beginning of the book, the characters mention some animals that they would see on their adventure. For example, Edmund mentioned foxes. This is like his personality because he is sneaky, and when he wants something, he will do anything to get it. He's also very selfish, and these traits are exactly like foxes.
Yes, Susan mentioned rabbits, and some traits that rabbits possess are being kind, gentle, tranquil, and quiet.
Lucy mentioned badgers, and the badgers relate to Lucy because she's a very curious and watchful.
And we will be right back for more analysis after this ad.
Which one, Billy?
My doctor says I have Skittles pox.
Are they contagious?
I don't think so.
Contract the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
That was a nice break. Now let's discuss Edmund's betrayal on his siblings.
Yes, Edmund is a very self-centered and selfish person.
There are plenty of people who are similar to Edmund in the first book in real life.
Yes, people who just want power and fame and are not thinking about anybody else. In a biblical perspective, Edmund could also represent Judas. The reason for this is because he betrayed his family because of temptation. And Judas betrayed Jesus because of temptation as well.
Edmund betrayed his siblings because he had magical Turkish delight and that was given to him by the White Witch.
The Turkish delight represents sin or temptation from the devil, or in this case, the White Witch.
Well, that pretty much wraps up our podcast for today. And thank you for Skittles for sponsoring this episode.
We will see you next time on Days with Knights.
Bye. Bye.